the sons of the prophet were valiant and brave and quite unaccustomed to fear. But the bravest by far in the ranks of the Tsar was Abdullah Bulbul Amir. When they needed a man to encourage the band or harass the foe from the rear, or storm a redoubt, they had only to shout for Abdullah Bulbul Amir. There are men of renown and well known to fame in the army that's led by the Tsar. But the best known of all was a man by the name of Ivan Petrovsky Skavar. One day this bold Russian, he shouldered his gun, and with his most truculent sneer, was looking for fun when he happened to run upon Abdullah Bulbul Amir. Young man, said Bulbul, is existence so dull that you're anxious to end your career? For infidel, no, you have trod on the toe of Abdullah Bulbul Amir. Said Ivan, my friend, your remarks in the end will avail you but little, I fear. For you never will survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdullah Bulbul Amir. Oh, take one last look at this cool, shady nook and send your regrets to the Tsar. By which I imply you are going to die, Mr. Ivan Petrovsky Skavar. Then this naughty Mameluke drew his trusty skaboot and shouted Allah Akbar. And on murder bent, he ferociously went for Ivan Petrovsky Skavar. As Abdullah's long knife was extracting the life, in fact, as he shouted, huzzah! He felt himself struck by that wily Kalmuck, Count Ivan Petrovsky Skavar. The Sultan rode up, the disturbance to quell, expecting the victor to cheer. But he only drew nigh to hear the last sigh of Abdullah Bulbul Amir. Tsar Petrovich, too, in his uniform blue, rode up in his new crested car. He arrived just in time to exchange a last line with Ivan Petrovsky Skavar. On a stone by the banks where the Danube doth roll, engraved in characters clear, is stranger, remember, to pray for the soul of Abdullah Bulbul Amir. A Muscovite maid her long vigil doth keep alone neath the cold northern star, and the name that she murmurs in vain as she weeps is Ivan Petrovsky Skavar.